This is Radio Superior 1947, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1947. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the land of beautiful lakes, station KUWS. It's 6 o'clock, Thursday, March 13th, 1947. Jack McKenna saying, what's worthwhile having is worth going after now, not after while. Lou Martin is standing by with the 6 o'clock news. Rapid Ray has events from the sporting world, and we've got some great music from the hit parade. And it's Oscars night.
Actors think they're so darn hot. Well, they're not!
What was that about?
Oh, you know, Joe gets that way every Oscars night. You know, engineers never get any credit, and the movie crowd does.
I hope his appearance won't be a reoccurring event tonight.
Bet on it. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Sazner's Emporium, with men's suits and topcoats starting at just $30. Sazner's Emporium, 1017 Tower Avenue in Superior. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Wisconsin's tough old codger is dead. Governor Walter Goodland died of a heart attack. We have this report from Madison.
This is John Powell speaking. The 84-year-old Republican governor, oldest state chief executive in the nation, died in his bed at the executive mansion last night. In a brief ceremony this afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Oscar Rennebohm took the oath of office as Mr. Goodland's successor. Mr. Rennebohm responded to the oath in a firm voice, which echoed into the corridors, but earlier, he broke down during a joint legislative session as he turned over the gavel as Senate presiding officer to Oakfield Senator Frank Panzer. Goodland had missed work Tuesday, complaining of pains in his legs, but apparently had recovered Wednesday. The governor retired shortly after dinner last night and was stricken a few hours later. Goodland relished in proclaiming himself a tough old codger, entered his successful campaign for a third term last year. A plurality of 215,000 votes over his Democratic opponent, Daniel Hone of Milwaukee, swept Goodland into his third gubernatorial term and at the same time marked his second victory over a pre-primary snub by the state Republican Party. The state group endorsed Delbert J. Kenney for the Republican nomination, and former state adjutant general Ralph Immel also was in the race, but Goodland easily topped the field. Goodland originally came into office after a similar snub. In 1942, he was passed up as a candidate for lieutenant governor by the Republican nominating convention, but he was elected lieutenant governor under Orland Loomis, a progressive, but Loomis died before taking office. The Supreme Court declared that Goodland was acting governor for 1943-44. In 1944, he was elevated from acting governor to governor by 150,000 votes. In the 1945 election, he voiced strong feelings against gambling and lobbying. He was born at Sharon, Wisconsin, December 22, 1862. He was admitted to the bar and hung out his shingle in Wakefield, Michigan. He branched out into the newspaper profession. He undertook the venture in Appleton. In 1887, he moved to Ironwood, Michigan, starting another newspaper and serving as postmaster. He later held an interest in the Beloit Daily News. Rennebohm was serving his second term as lieutenant governor. He was elected as a Republican in his first bid for public office in 1944 and was re-elected last fall. In Madison, this is John Powell speaking.
President Truman has found a powerful ally in the fight against the spread of communism overseas. The support comes from the opposition party and Congress. We have these reports from Washington.
This is Lyle C. Wilson reporting from Washington. Republican Senator Arthur Vandenberg of Michigan called on Congress to support President Truman fully in combating communistic aggression by aiding Greece and Turkey. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee held a news conference after a closed meeting with Secretaries Patterson and Forrestal of the War and Navy Departments and Under Secretary of State Dean Acheson, quoting him, The plain truth is that Soviet-American relationships are at the core of this whole problem, unquote. Asserting that the independence of Greece and Turkey must be preserved, quoting Vandenberg, not only for their own sakes, but also in defense of peace and security for all of us, unquote. He added that in this critical moment, the president's hands must be upheld. Mr. Truman told Congress grimly yesterday that armed communists and political infiltration threatened the very existence of Greece and Turkey. He asked $400 million to loan the two countries. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
Drew Pearson here with the Washington Merry-Go-Round. School teachers have gone on strike in Buffalo, St. Paul, and several other cities, but the new Congress has failed even to consider the fact that janitors and charwomen in many cities are paid more than the teachers responsible for training the next generation for the atomic age. Several bills providing federal money to increase teacher salaries have been introduced, perhaps the best and simplest being that of Vermont's outstanding GOP Senator George Aiken. But the GOP leadership apparently thinks that the labor situation, even though we have no major strikes, is more of an emergency than ensuring the uninterrupted education of the nation's children. Here's hoping for help from the big boys on Capitol Hill for the sake of our teachers and our youngsters. In D.C., with the Washington Merry-Go-Round, this is Drew Pearson.
President Truman's new foreign policy confronts the United States with a decision of either continuing to reduce its armed forces or increase them. The president's speech to Congress gave no indication when an armed clash is expected. At question is keeping the Army at 1 million men, the Navy at 571,000, and whether or not to renew the Selective Service when it expires at the end of this month. President Truman has recommended the draft be allowed to expire. Both houses of Congress have voted for a constitutional amendment to limit the number of terms a president can serve. The constitutional amendment now goes to the state for ratification. Newly elected U.S. Senator Joe McCarthy of Wisconsin is proposing that rent controls continue for the foreseeable future. McCarthy also says it's time to end sugar rationing. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Jack McKenna has these words from our sponsor.
No more sugar rationing. Think of it.
Fudge.
Cake.
Brownies.
Cupcakes.
Oh, boy.
Dress up for Easter, men. Suits and top coats. Just $30, $40, or $50. All wool gabardine pants. $12.95. Gabardine jackets. Zipper fronts. $9.95. Folks, it's just like a scoop. And here's one, by golly. High-grade white dress shirts. Sand fries, all sleeve lengths, $2.99. Bargains of a lifetime. Sazner's Emporium, that is, 1017 Tower Avenue.
Respiratory illness is reported in Superior schools. There's a sharp rise in absentee rates. Led by 90 students calling in sick in East High, the normal number is 10 students out sick. Central High reports 150 students out, while elementary schools like the Erickson, Howe, Franklin have 50% absent. Even so, City Health Commissioner Herbert Christensen says there's no flu epidemic in Superior. The Bayfield polio drive is over. Bayfield County March of Dimes Chairman Mrs. Walter Nordby says that $2,475 was raised. Half will stay in the county. The other half is sent to the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. The legislature would have to pass a law to stop timber companies from floating logs across Lake Superior from Ontario to the Ashland paper mills. Fishermen have protested the practice, saying the bark damages their nets. But for now, the state doesn't have the authority to stop it, and the Army Corps of Engineers in Duluth doesn't want the responsibility. State Senator Arthur Lindrood says that he'll propose legislation to stop the rafting of logs. The Majestic Theater on 2nd Street in Ashland has been sold. Mrs. Emma Armstrong Fulton sold the Majestic over to Julius Scherfinski and Arthur Stone. It has changed hands frequently of late. Abe Lutz had run both the Majestic and the Royal Theaters until recently. Old Van Winter still has a solid grip on the Superior Duluth Harbor. Old Sol has been doing his best to warm things up lately to thin the harbor ice here at the head of the lakes, but the ice is still about 2 feet thick. The ice on Shawamigan Bay, even thicker at 30 inches. It was a tough winter, Jack.
And I'm afraid it's going to get colder over the next couple of days. Thanks, Lou. Lou Martin, the newsman with the coldest toes in town. Here's the forecast for this Thursday evening, March 13th, 1947. Light snow this evening, but clearing with a low of 15 degrees. It'll be sunny tomorrow with a high of 33. Let's think of summer tonight, shall we? Here's a bit of gay 90s fare with the Blue Baron and his orchestra and Cruising Down the River on the Martin and McKenna Show. And Cruising Down the River on KUWS. Hey, folks, stop by Thompson Grocery on Market Day for great prices on meats and preserves. Get a 2-pound jar, I said the 2-pound jar, of Libby's Peach Preserves for just 43 cents. It's even less for Plum Preserves, just 40 cents. And my favorite apple butter in the 28-ounce jar is just, get this, 33 cents. Thompson Grocery also has mincemeat at 28 cents a pound and picnic hams for just 49 cents a pound. So act now and dial 7719 or 7718 for free delivery.
Act now.
Or visit them at 1422 Tower Avenue in Superior. Rapid Rays next with sports. Then we'll have the Hollywood Report on the Oscars.
No, if there's a lousy golden statue for lousy actors and wrestlers.
Hey, how's this for a summer favorite on this chilly March evening? Here's the Andrew Sisters and Rum and Coca-Cola on the Martin and McKenna Show.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, Barney, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
In old Trinidad I also fear, the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she heard her bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, I romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
The Andrew Sisters and Rum and Coca-Cola on KUWS. Rapid Ray Paulson is in with the sporting news. Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Jake.
Academy Awards. Throwing a big bash just for themselves. Well, who do they think they are? Answer me that.
Oh, boy, it must be Oscars night.
Yep.
They think they're so special.
Has he talked about his high school play yet?
Not yet.
You know, I was in Hamlet in high school, and I was pretty good, too.
Rumor is you put the ham in Hamlet, Joe. Take it, Ray.
Good evening, fans of the sporting world. The opening round of the District 26 basketball tournament began last night at the Duluth Armory. The Morgan Park Wildcats edged out Proctor, coming from behind to win 32-30, thanks to some spectacular play by Ed Westerhaus. The Superior Blues will open the 1947 baseball season at Muni Stadium on May 10th. The Northern League team will once again be piloted by George Treadwell. They'll open against St. Cloud, managed by Superior native and former Major League star George Bancroft. Rugged National Hockey League right winger Doc Couture helped the Detroit Red Wings beat the New York Rangers 4-2. That puts the Red Wings in the fourth and last spot for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Each team has 5 games left. Bullet Bill Dudley of the Pittsburgh Steelers is the National League's most valuable player. Ironically, Dudley called it quits after last season, saying he was too small to keep taking a beating out there. The undersized and overworked halfback had 8 first-place points from a poll of 18 football sports writers to become the 7th winner of the Joe Carr Memorial Trophy. Outstanding quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams, Bob Waterfield, finished 2nd in the voting, and Green Bay Packers fullback Ted Fritsch finished 3rd. Hey, Bill Dudley proves you don't have to be a big guy to have a big heart. This is Rapid Ray Paulson. You know, Jake, how did you know Lou had cold toes? Reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Thanks, Jake? Ray. Thank you. Lou is in next with the Hollywood Report. Let's listen to Vaughn Monroe's latest now from the 1947 hit parade with backup vocals from the Norton Sisters on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Summer, all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases, the thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing heaven knows when. There, I've said it
production. Vaughn Monroe, and there I've said it again. Hiya, Lou. I really liked the Jolson story.
If Harriet had a say, the best picture would have been Anna and the King of Siam.
Are you kidding me? The best picture is The Yearling. I mean, that newcomer Gregory Peck is something else, and, well, he's handsome, too.
Well, my vote goes for The Best Years of Our Lives with Frederick March. But I think Jimmy Stewart should get some votes for It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah. Well, I particularly liked Clarence the Ghost. Now, he was a funny ghost.
He was an angel.
Oh, right. And don't you just hate that Mr. Potter?
Lionel Barrymore, Jimmy Stewart, Gregory Peck, and Laurence Olivier all took back seats to a man who never acted before and says that he won't ever again. Harold Russell stole the show at the 19th Annual Motion Picture Academy Awards in Los Angeles. He walked away with two Oscars tucked under his arms. The veteran with Hooks for Hands in The Best Years of Our Lives, which won the Best Picture, was his first motion picture. Not only did he win a special award from the Academy's Board of Directors, but lo and behold, he won Best Supporting Actor, too. The board didn't know that he'd win the Best Supporting Actor, so they gave him an honorary award for the film about returning veterans from World War II. Last year's Best Actor, Ray Milland, who starred in The Lost Weekend, presented Frederick March with the Best Actor Award as Best Years walked away with the lion's share of the Oscars. But the biggest applause came for Harold Russell. He lost his hands when TNT that he was carrying exploded in a paratroop training camp June the 6th, 1944, D-Day. He's taking advertising classes at Boston University and is making a pep talk tour of amputee wards in Army hospitals. He says that he'll never act again. In the understatement of the night, he says another role would be anticlimactic. Jack?
Thanks, Hollywood Lou. We've got time for one more number, though. This is new from Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five and Saturday Night Fish Fry on the Martin and McKenna Oscar Night Show.
Now, if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such scufflin' and shufflin' till the break of dawn. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such scufflin' and shufflin' till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around, just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such scufflin' and shufflin' till the break of dawn. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such scufflin' and shufflin' till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such scuffin' and shuffin' till the break of dawn. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such scuffin' and shuffin' till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, 'cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking.
and shovel till the break of dawn.
Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going there, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black mirage. Now they might have missed a pitiful view, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went for my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking, it was rocking. Scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Louis Jourdan and his Tiffany Five and Saturday Night Fish Fry on station KUWS.
See? 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 A regular guy like Harold Russell making it big. That could have been me.
Yeah. Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Hey, I was good in Hamlet. The school paper... Here, let me pull it out. I carry it. The school paper says right here, Joel Gordonio put the shake in Shakespeare.
And you took that as a compliment?
Know what you need, Joe? An engineer's kind of Academy Award.
That's a great idea. You could call them the Ollies. As in, here's another fine mess you've gotten us into.
I was thinking more in the line of Sparkies for all the shocking experiences they have.
I'll have you know, I haven't been electrocuted since Monday. But you guys have something there, the Sparkies. I like that. Now, we could dress up in our best flannel shirts and everything.
That's it, folks. Stay tuned for Burns and Allen. That's Finnegan and Eddie Cantor up next. We'll be back, same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and I can fix my throat. And the Sparkies don't fly.
We could have beautiful women on our arms. Oh, the paparazzi popping off the light bulbs. Boom, 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 the works. Wait till I tell the guys.
For Lou Martin and Rapid Ray, this is Jack McKenna wishing one and all a good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1947, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Don Hansen, John Munson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1947 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.